Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Once again, Lord, I recognize the gift of being in your presence. As I take a few deep breaths and calm my heart and my soul, as I close my eyes and turn the focus of my mind and heart inward towards you, towards my soul, silencing my external senses through quiet, through silence, putting aside anything that would distract. Taking a few breaths and releasing any distraction and tension and breathing in and receiving the gift of calm, of peace and of focus. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe you're here with me in my heart, in my soul. In this space with me. I believe you're here as my Savior, my Redeemer. You're here as my Sanctifier, Holy Spirit, one who inspires and guides and leads me on that path of transformation into Christ. You're here, God the Father, as my Creator, the one sustaining me in life with each breath I take, holding me in the palm of your creative hand and sustaining me through the 101 and thousands and millions of miraculous chemical reactions that are going on right now inside my body that allows me to maintain life. Truly, I am fearfully and wonderfully made and sustained in life by you. I thank you for that gift. Not just the gift of life that you've given me and is sustained by my beating heart, my functioning mind, this amazing body that can transform what I eat into the energy I need to keep those organs going and my soul united to my body. Just an amazing, ongoing miracle. Not just inside me, but outside me, this wonderful earth that you provide, this beautiful nature. And again, all the million of chemical reactions that are going on to create an environment where I can thrive and survive and live out my faith, my relationship with you. It's all a gift. Thank you, Jesus. I believe in you. I hope in you, I hope in your love and your life and your truth, your rewards. You're accompanying me and you're leading me into all eternity to be with you forever. I hope in that. I love you. I love you that you envelop me with love, that you first loved me, that even while I was yet a sinner, you died for me, you called me into existence, you offered me faith and grace through my family, that you've called me to be your own personal friend and follower, an ambassador to this world, agent of your grace to others. Thank you, Jesus. Such a privilege, such a gift. I'm grateful. I humble myself, repentant, knowing that even if you've been so generous and kind and wonderful to me, I've failed you at times. I've chosen other gods besides you. I'm sorry and I repent and ask for your grace in this time of prayer. I turn my attention now, Lord, as I've established this connection, communion with you, to John 14, 1-6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." A lot of times Thomas said to him, Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. What a beautiful, beautiful truth, beautiful words that you share with us, Jesus. Love how you command us. You know what's in our hearts, and you tell us, don't let your hearts be troubled. Lord, my heart tends to trouble. I tends to see what's missing, what's lacking, what I don't have, what scares me, what I can't achieve, or at least I fear I can't achieve or have. You tell me, don't let that happen. You have the power. You can control where your heart goes. You don't have to let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Use your freedom. Use all those graces and faculties and power that I gave you. I gave you your heart as a gift. You can control it. You can't save it, but with the graces and the gifts of my salvation, you can take and receive those and use them in a way that your heart doesn't have to be troubled. I've given you that gift, that power. Use it. Don't run away. Use your will, your mind, your heart, your emotions, these gifts. Guide them in such a way that you do not live troubled. How do we do this? Jesus, you tell us. Have faith. Have faith in God. Have faith also in me. If you start by that fundamental principle, I believe God is here. God loves me. God's got a plan for me. I believe that Jesus has saved me and Jesus has given me his grace and he's opening a way of a path of life, of fulfillment, of salvation for me. That's the answer to a troubled heart. That's the answer to not living in fear. Have faith. Live not a slave of the immediate present moment, absorbed totally in its negativity, but rise above it, project your heart into those truths that are there and present to you, which you access through faith. And I love the image you give us, Jesus, in the Father's house. Imagine the Father's house. There are many dwelling places. So many rooms, so many beautiful spaces where I want to live with you, commune with you, help you to be at home and safe. What other place is there that symbolizes more not being troubled than a beautiful home, than a Father's house, a house full of love, of providence, a house provided for us, built by another, gifted to us to live in, inhabit, thrive in, safe. The Father has given us a house with beautiful and many dwelling places. That should be our faith. God has provided a space for you, has saved you, protected you, gifted you his presence. Don't let your heart be troubled. And Jesus is going to prepare that place for us. He's going to reconquer that house through his death and resurrection. If you've been excluded from that house through sin, if you've been exiled through slavery, I'm going to go and open it up. I'm going to be the Passover lamb. I'm going to open those waters, lead you on dry land into the promised land. I will pass you over from death to life. I'm going to open the doors to that house of my Father. If you've been exiled, if you're like the prodigal son who's abandoned it willingly and left it, thinking that running away with your inheritance and living the way you wanted would open that door to you, that house to you, but then you find out you're just feeding slop to pigs and isolated from yourself and your brothers and your father, all alone, and then turn into yourself and realize, you know what? Even the slaves that live in my Father's house, even if they stay living in my Father's house under a burden of obedience and slavery, they're better off than a rebellious slavery. An obedient slavery is even better than this. But that's not what God offers or wants for us, is just obedient slavery, living in the house under rules. That was the Old Testament under the old law, under the Ten Commandments. He wants to invite us into a sonship relationship, to live in the Father's house as a son, receiving this free gift of what the Father has provided for you, and having his own heart, becoming like the Father. I'm going to go, Jesus says, and I'm prepared, I'm going to come back, I'm going to take you there. So just let me, trust me, listen to me, obey you. I know the way. I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. Live in communion with me. Live in love of me. Just focus each day on loving me and let go of the path. I am the path. As you're loving me, the path will unfold before you. As you're responding with your heart to the truth and faith, in obedience and humility, you will receive this gift. You will discover the way. You will discover the truth. You'll discover the life. You'll enter into the Father's house. You'll leave behind a heart that's troubled. Have faith. Have faith in me. Jesus, thank you for this gift of faith that you offer. Set us free to receive it. Set us free to release the path of how, and just to focus on the who, which is you, which is love, and release all the fears, all the servitude, all the slavery, and embrace you. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.